clustered around the edges of the room, bright as butterflies in new spring finery. There had been a time when Saavedra had enjoyed parties, when dancing and gossip and flirtation were careless fun, with nothing more to fear than the barbed wit of her fellow courtiers. Tonight she stood in a corner of the hall, a glass of wine warming, forgotten in her hand, while she studied the crowd, wondering how many of them might wish the king or the queen or herself dead. Wondering how many were willing to take steps. Life had been so much simpler before she became a royal mistress.
"You shouldn't frown so,"
Varys Severos said, leaning against a column beside her.
"You look as though you're at a funeral, not a ball."
He eyed an elaborate headdress of silk orchids swaying across the room.
"A funeral for taste."
Fashions had been reserved last spring, with the city still in mourning for the old king. This year, dressmakers had run wild. Bold colors, daring hemlines, floral confections of silk and gauze. Of questionable taste in a city where prostitutes took the names of flowers, but younger courtiers embraced the style. Saavedra had spent years avoiding such comparisons, but her dressmaker had still badgered her into a leafy design of layered greens. The designer, her maid, and the king had all sworn her oaths that she didn't look like a cabbage. Varys was well known for his own eye-searing colors. The season's bright trends had sent him the opposite direction in disgust. He wore satin so dark it was nearly black, with only a glass green shimmer when he moved to betray the difference. A pretty match to her own verdant shades. A pity that saving more than one dance for one's uncle was the act of only a child or a hopeless spinster. Strictly speaking, she was a spinster, though her detractors in the court rarely called her anything so pleasant. She was Hydra, the third sex, a woman born in male flesh. It had saved her from a marriage of alliance when she came of age, but left her to wonder if she would ever find a love match. She had, through some jest of the saints. Nikos Alexios, then crown prince of Cellify, heir to her family's bitterest rivals and betrothed since childhood to a foreign princess. Had they been characters in an opera, their love might have conquered all, or more likely led to their deaths. Instead, Nikos had wed his foreign bride and kept Saavedra as Polykis, royal consort, balancing on the knife's edge where love and politics met. Thinking of knives and politics, her gaze landed on the corner of the room where House Jasutian held sway. Only for an instant, but long enough for the Arca Thea to glance up from her flock of cousins and catch Saavedra's eye. A stout woman in her sixth decade, Thea eschewed bright and gauzy fashions, instead wearing bronze brocade and ruby-colored spinels, the colors of her house. Her sleeves and skirts were still trimmed with mourning white for the death of her heir, who had died the same night as the old king. A death she laid at Saavedra's feet. Saavedra wished she could believe Thea was wrong. She held the woman's icy black gaze for a heartbeat, until Thea snapped her fan and turned to her nearest hanger-on to say something scathing. Saavedra drained the last of her tepid wine. Varys watched the exchange with narrowed eyes. A teardrop peridot flashed in his left ear as he cocked his head. Candlelight gleamed on the curve of his shaven scalp.
"I could seduce her husband, if you'd like. Somewhere public."
She laughed too sharply. The hinged collar of pearl and jade she wore pressed the tender flesh below her jaw.
"I want her to stop trying to kill me, uncle."
A year without an attempt on her life or Nikos's should have been soothing.